specific requirements that we have regarding language and jurisdiction to the topic on hand. So no comments. We'll move to, I'm sorry. Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to section two, closed session. The announcement of the reasons for the closed section are pending litigation and negotiations regarding 407 Main Street and 437 Rogers Avenue. Sean, can I hear a motion to move to closed session, please?
Katrin, I'll make a motion to move to closed session.
Second.
Nora, I'll second.
Nora, second. Sean, would you take the roll, please?
Yes. One second here. Sorry, this is taking me a bit.
No, that's okay. Why don't I take the roll while you get squared away? Nora?
Aye.
Victor?
Aye.
Katrin?
Aye.
Ian?
Aye.
Fia?
Aye.
And John Flaherty, aye.
And JP, aye.
And JP.
And JP. JP, aye. If Ben is on, can he move us to closed session, please?
I have that. I'm ready to do that. So you can move to those rooms now.
Out of closed session, there was no action taken on the pending litigation. There was no action taken on the discussion on the real estate issues. The board will entertain a resolution regarding the setting up of a ancillary corporation. Do I hear a motion to support the resolution?
Can you put it up on the screen? I feel like we need to actually see it and read it before we vote on it. I'd be more comfortable that way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I did just email this version out to the board in a PDF form. So most of the whereases are the same unless they included specifics about the project, which were deleted. And then the resolved is right there.
And so the heart of this resolution is approving the support corporation, electing the named members to be the members of that corporation, affiliating it with Watsonville Prep, but taking no further action regarding financing or facilities or any such matter.
Correct. The only thing that it would authorize the officers, Amy and myself, to do in relation to of real estate transactions would be to open up bank accounts that might end up being used for that purpose down the road, just some administrative detail. In the officers, from the memo to now, there was a slight change. So Annie Millar was earlier stated to be secretary. The bylaws require a member to be the chair. So Annie voluntarily decided she'd be willing to serve as chair until they voted. So the interim chair and staff can serve as secretary, and Kirsten was willing to be our secretary. So those were the only changes on that officer point.
One further point to Katrin's question. Yes, and Katrin, in addition to directors and officers, the resolution also ratifies the previous actions of the filing of the articles of incorporation and the articles of organization.
Just a quick clarifying question. Are these directors covered under our directors and officers insurance, or is there a separate insurance policy
they, you would need to put in place? Our insurers are covering Watsonville, they are covering the support corporation and the LLC as related entities. So that would extend our D&O coverage to these three directors and the officers of the support court.
Great.
Thanks, Katrin. Good questions. Do I hear a motion to pass this resolution as written?
Says Nora, I will move to pass this resolution.
Thank you. Second.
Katrin, I will second the resolution.
Okay. Sean, are you on?
Yes.
Okay, would you take the roll in support of this resolution?
Katrin Wright?
Aye.
Fia Oman?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Nora Crivello?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia? Victor.
Oh, I said aye.
Oh, sorry. Did not hear you. Okay. The resolution has passed unanimously.
Next item on the agenda, I don't have the agenda in front of me, so forgive me, but is there any other business? I want to talk about scheduling the next meeting, but is there any other business, Kevin, that we need to take care of, or Sean?
No.
Okay. Kevin, when is the window of meeting given the discussions that occurred today?
I would say the week of January 4th.
Okay.
Maybe that Tuesday.
So can we ask you and Sean to put out something? Is there anyone who can't meet at all during that week? Any board members? Go ahead, Fia.
If it's January the 5th, I can. January the 4th, I can't. I have another board meeting.
Okay.
We do a quick straw poll on January 5th in the afternoon at 1 or 2 or 3 p.m. I could do any of those times.
I can do any of those times.
I can do neither of those times. Sorry.
I'm here.
Well, actually, I can move my 3 o'clock. I can do 3.
That works for me.
Ian?
4.
That works for me.
JP?
Yeah, January 5, I'm open.
Okay, as am I. So we'll, and Victor, you said yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's right.
Is executive staff, everyone okay on that? Amy, are you good on that? Great, okay. Kevin?
Yes, that's great, thank you.
Okay, terrific.
January 5th at 3.
And Sean?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we'll say at 3 o'clock on January 5th. If it changes, of course, we'll notify everyone to get an alternative time. Tom, if we need you, are you okay?
I am, John. Thank you for asking.
Okay, great.
John, can I just quickly say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you for showing up during the holidays on this. It just really shows your dedication to supporting Navigator and our students of Watsonville Prep, and we're just very, very grateful.
Thank you, Kevin. We're grateful for you guys and the work you're doing, as Katrin pointed out earlier. I hope everyone has a happy holiday and a safe one, healthy one, and a good new year. A good new year. Yesterday was the winter solstice. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I drove up to the summit of Mount Madonna and looked at the planets aligned in the Christmas star and figured that somewhere the baby Jesus was born in Watsonville. So we'll take that as a sign that it's over Watsonville.
Tonight we're setting up the telescope to take a look at the Saturn merge. And I don't know if you guys have ever had the opportunity, but it is the strangest feeling you'll ever get to see the actual rings around Saturn with your eyes. It's unbelievable. So if you're in the neighborhood, swing by.
And remember the last time anyone looked at this at night like this, even with the naked eye, it was in 1200 and it was Isaac Newton. So it's kind of cool.
Okay,
everyone, thanks very much. Notes. Should I make a motion to call the meeting to close? Yeah. I get to be climactic things here. I'll make a motion to close.
Seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
I'll email that resolution.